From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Two suicide bombers targeting the Pakistani military killed at least 39 people and wounded another 100 in the eastern city of Lahore today. NPR's Julie McCarthy is in Islamabad, and she files this report.
Military sources say that the two suicide attackers struck within the span of 15 seconds. Their target, according to authorities, was a garrison security force conducting routine patrols of the area known as Lahore's Cantonment. Police say the bombers were on foot when they struck shortly before Friday prayers, guaranteeing that the streets would have been crowded with worshippers. Television images from the scene showed the air thick with smoke and people fleeing in panic. Earlier in the week, the Pakistani Taliban took responsibility for an attack that destroyed a security office used to interrogate high-value suspects in Lahore. The army has carried out a succession of offensives that have dispersed the militants from their strongholds, but as today's attack demonstrates, not deterred them from their violent campaign. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
The FBI is looking into the case of an alleged al-Qaeda member from New Jersey who has turned up in Yemen. Here's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston with some details on the case.
Law enforcement officials say they believe the New Jersey man now being held by Yemeni officials is Sharif Mobley. He's 26 years old, from New Jersey, and is a U.S. citizen of Somali descent. Law enforcement officials believe Mobley traveled to Yemen a couple of months ago. They say he was inspired by jihadi websites on the internet and was hoping to join some sort of Islamic militia there. He was picked up earlier this month by Yemeni officials during a raid in the capital city of Sana'a. Officials there say they rounded up nearly a dozen suspects linked to al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, and Mobley was among them. Mobley was apparently taken to a hospital over the weekend and was caught in a shootout there when he allegedly tried to snatch a gun from a guard. It's unclear whether U.S. authorities are seeking to bring charges against him or return him to the U.S. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Just a few weeks after the record snowfall in the mid-Atlantic and northeast, flooding is looking possible. Bob Orovec at the National Weather Service is tracking a storm system over the region.
It appears that areas from western Virginia, eastern West Virginia, across a good part of Maryland, large part of northern Virginia, and into southern Pennsylvania will have some of the heaviest rains over the next 24 to 48 hours. And we could see some flooding problems across those areas.
Orovec says the heavy snows have helped saturate ground and bring river levels up. He says that may increase the likelihood of flooding. Forecasters expect the Ohio River in Pittsburgh to crest about 2 feet above flood stage by Sunday afternoon. The Commerce Department reports on retail sales figures this morning, and the Census Bureau has figures on manufacturing inventories and trade inventories. Stock prices were mixed in Asia today. This is NPR News. Hundreds of species of migratory birds face new threats from a changing climate. NPR's Christopher Joyce has some of what's contained in a new Interior Department report.
The State of the Birds report says climate change will have an increasingly disruptive effect on the habitats that birds live in. The report follows a study last year showing that nearly a third of the nation's 800 bird species are endangered, threatened, or in significant decline. The causes range from loss of habitat to invasive species of plants or animals that threaten native birds. The new study says oceanic birds are among the most vulnerable to climate change. It notes that even common bird species, such as the American oystercatcher or the common nighthawk, might require protection if the climate changes substantially. The report adds that efforts to conserve forests and wetlands and better manage bird habitat could lessen the effects of changing climate. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Chile's new president is calling on citizens to get to work to rebuild their earthquake-wracked country. Sebastián Piñera took office as aftershocks rattled the ground. He promises to work without rest on relief and reconstruction. And he met late into the night with his top advisors preparing first proposals for Congress. An emergency relief bill would provide cash payments to earthquake survivors in need, some subsidies, and allow tax-deductible donations to relief funds and organizations. Regulators in the U.S. have shut down another bank. 27 banks have now failed in the U.S. so far this year. Liberty Point Bank in New York City is closed. A bank based in Wayne, New Jersey, will pick up the Liberty Point deposits and assume its debts. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.